Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 15 of Growing Up Powerful, Expert Talk with Aileen Topchin.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Up Powerful, the bonus episode. I'm Justine, your co-host on the Rebel Girls Growing Up Powerful series. And I'm here with Aileen Topchin, a social-emotional learning consultant, school counselor, special educator, and all-around fantabulous person. Hi, Aileen. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little about what you do?
Hi, my name is Aileen Topchin. I'm an educator, social-emotional learning consultant, and curriculum designer, which basically means I get to work with kids and their grown-ups to help teach them the skills they need to navigate the ups and downs of life. I also work with companies like Rebel Girls to design or create products in a way that empowers kids with social-emotional skills.
What exactly is social-emotional learning? And why is it important?
Ooh, that's a good question. Social-emotional learning is the process of learning all the skills that are going to help you navigate life in the 21st century. It's skills like having and practicing self-control when you get angry. Instead of just lashing out at someone, just learning how to take a few minutes to cool off and then express how you feel and then try to solve the problem. Or, for example, thinking about the consequences of an action and how that action is going to affect you and the people around you, and then taking that information to make a responsible decision. Basically, it's all the skills that are going to help you understand and manage yourself, make responsible decisions, have healthy relationships with your friends and your family, and solve problems responsibly. So without all of these skills, life is going to be very hard and sometimes even lonely.
And can I ask you a personal question? Do you ever feel stressed?
Oh, of course, everyone gets stressed. That's kind of part of normal life. In fact, there's positive and negative stress. And sometimes when we have happy things or things that bring us joy and we have a lot of it, even that can be stressful. And different people use different strategies or activities to cope with that stress. So what works for me might not necessarily work for you. But some of the things that I find helpful are going on walks and listening to my favorite music or podcasts, singing sometimes, and making things with my hands. And that could be a creative project. Sometimes I make clay jewelry, or baking or cooking. That helps too.
Ooh, I love that. But maybe for those of us who aren't as crafty, what are some of your favorite tools for calming down?
Ooh, I think the biggest thing would be some deep breathing, just taking a few minutes. And this works for everybody. It's research-based and it helps our brains calm down. It just takes our brain from a survival state to a calmer state. And when we're at a calmer state, it just helps our brain think more clearly, be more productive, and just manage our time more efficiently. Another thing that's very helpful is prioritizing. And the way you can do this is just making a list of all the things that you need to do and then just pick the top three things that you can start with. And one final tip I think I would recommend is taking breaks. And that could be a snack break to eat something you love, or just a movement break, like going for a walk or doing some stretching activities. And something that really, really works for me is just water breaks. Just getting a sip of water.
Breaks. So smart.
and I forget to do that all the time.
Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Sometimes I feel like people around me are stressed, and their stress rubs off on me. Is there anything I can do to keep my cool?
It can be very upsetting and stressful to have people around you that are stressed. And these people could be your friends or sometimes even your grown-ups. The most important thing to remember is try to stay calm. And like we mentioned before, deep breathing really helps with this because it helps your brain and then helps your body calm down. Another helpful thing is sometimes when people are stressed, they need someone to listen to them actively and show some support and a little bit of empathy. So sometimes a little kind action goes a long way. It helps them with their stress, which in turn also doesn't get you stressed. One final thing is that sometimes it's okay to take a break and just step away from the situation. And this could be, for example, your grown-ups arguing or feeling stressed about a situation. It's okay to remove yourself physically from that situation to make sure you don't get stressed. And that could look like just going into your room and playing your favorite music or reading your favorite book.
What are some other healthy habits I can work on to just keep me feeling calmer in general?
The happier and healthier you are, the more in control you're gonna feel. And when I think of these things, three things come to mind: body, mind, and community. And all of these are connected. And some habits that you can practice to get there is making sure that you're taking care of your body physically by eating healthier. And that includes like eating lots of vegetables and fruits, drinking water, moving your body in a way that feels good, and just making sure that you're getting enough sleep. It's also important to remember to take care of your mind by doing things that you love, that bring you joy, that make you happy, and learning new things. And another important way is just to give back to your community. And this could be you volunteering at a dog shelter if you really like dogs, or maybe if you believe in a cause, starting a club at your school to raise awareness for that cause, or just starting a veggie garden. It could be anything you can really think of just to give back to your community.
That's such great advice. Thank you so much, Aline.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
And thank you, Rebels, for tuning in to this Growing Up Powerful bonus episode. Don't forget your water breaks and take deep breaths. See you soon. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Imani Parks, as Justine, with special guest, Aline Topjin. It was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with Joy Smith and Deborah Goldstein. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written and edited by Abby Scher. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Burjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time. Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.